Simply put, DNR Elk Management Director Kevin Wallenfang says it was a tough winter.
We are seeing some things this year that we haven't seen in quite a while. We've actually lost some elk to malnutrition this year because of the severe winter, and we have not seen that since 2001. So that alone had an impact on our decisions this year.
Four elk calves died of malnutrition, and more may perish before things green up in Bayfield, Ashland, and Sawyer counties. Wallenfang says the guesstimate is that the herd now has 155 elk, down from 180 after calving last summer. That's well off the 200 needed to have the state's first elk hunt. But Wallenfang says they still hope to bring in hundreds of elk from out of state to boost the numbers.
We continue to work on that. We're still optimistic that things can fall into place. And by, you know, a year from right now, we would have elk ready to come into the state. We are working on agreements. You know, we continue to forge ahead on that, raising money and preparing for it, but we don't have any formal agreements.
Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission spokeswoman Sue Erickson says the tribes agree with the decision to hold off on a hunt. She says the tribes have not discussed having a second ceremonial hunt like they did last fall when they shot one elk. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.